Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.
The Grammys yes. are coming up. It'll be on the 5th. For some reason, it's always at midnight or some 2 a.m., 3 a.m. stuff.
Yes.
Trevor Noah will host it for the 4th consecutive year. Mm,
come on, Trevor.
And I mean, we were just debating off air with management and just with the team. My point was, do people still care about the Grammys?
Yeah.
Especially you as a Namibian, you sitting here in this Windhoek.
Yes.
In this Tumeb and in this Wolfish Bay and Cape Mansoop and Gobabis and Grootfontein.
Malta here.
Do you care about the Grammys? And I say this because I just feel like the Grammys are so white. They're so like...
American.
It's so American. You know what I mean? It's so like...
Yeah.
I can't even stomach the Grammys for like 30 minutes.
No, I just don't feel that I'm the target audience, so to say. But yeah. I think it's also because I just don't... Oh, no. I think what's happening a little bit more now is the fact that especially as Africans, we are starting to embrace our own more than we've ever done.
Yes.
You know, our award ceremonies and all of these things.
Yes.
That's why we kind of like moving away from it. Like back in the day, it was like, yeah, and who or what and who did this? And
but now that now that we are in our own element, now that we understand who we are right now.
No.
Listen, I can sit through the BETs.
Yeah.
From beginning to the end.
Yeah.
I can sit through the summers from beginning to the end. Yeah. Or the metros.
Soul Train Awards.
Yes. Soul Train Awards. R&B, beautiful music.
That's when was the whole thing it came from, you know? Nobody love you like you do. Nobody gonna love you. Yeah, Soul Train Awards, man.
Even the numbers, for goodness sake, I could sit through it.
Yeah.
You understand? When it was still staged.
Numbering, yeah.
Yeah, when it was still numbering.
Yeah.
But anyways, we're not gonna take away the fact that the Grammys internationally are the biggest stage in the world. And there's a couple of things that are interesting, Shaquan, looking at this year's Grammys. Okay.
Okay.
They have a new category called African Music Performance. Or Best African Music Performance.
Okay.
Which I too still have a problem with it.
Tell us why, partner.
It's so vague.
Yeah.
African music, Best African Music Performance.
We don't have just one genre, you know, almost in Namibia, in Africa.
Pastanje.
Yeah.
Because you see, like, international, especially in America, they've got this thing in their head that Africa's a country.
Yeah.
They still do have that nonsense.
Yeah.
Because if you check TikTok, if you check all these, like, local blogs and so on that side, where people just walk up with a mic and say, name five African countries. You see what I mean? Best African, and that's what I mean by people, like, the Grammys are so out of touch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I just, but anyways, Best African Music Performance is the first time ever that they're going to have a category that's dedicated to African music, quote unquote.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. And for me, it's weird because the first African winner that won a Grammy was 1966.
Mm.
From 1966 to 2024. Today is the first time that you're having...
Let's make room for them.
For them, a category.
Yeah.
For us. As a matter of fact, there should be a couple of categories for the continent. But
that's true.
Notwithstanding that, but it was won by Maria Makeba, by the way.
Yeah.
Just FYI.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So the nominees. We're going to act like as if we're on stage now. You know what I mean? Ladies and gentlemen, please make some noise for NSK from Namibia, a breakfast show host, and Shaquan from Namibia as well, also breakfast show host.
Don't put pressure on me. I feel like I'm going to trip over my dress.
Probably going to be like a body-hugging dress. You know what I mean? hi, y'all.
Hi,
you know what I mean?
How are you?
And no, we speak well. We don't speak... We speak well. You know, we from a country called...
What's
Namibia.
Up, Bukhane Killer?
Away, Hagalolo.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah, the nominees.
The nominees are Ari Star Rush. Fantastic song. Huge song.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I checked the YouTube numbers for Rush, right? It's standing around at 300 million views. More than 300 million views. Yeah. And actually, I always thought that Tems was the biggest star, right? Between the two.
No.
But Tems does not have a song that comes close to Rush in terms of the views and the streams.
No.
As a matter of fact, the only, even the song that was big for Tems with Whiskey Essence, the one that that took around the globe,
yeah,
is standing at 100 and something million.
No.
I couldn't believe it.
Harry Star is definitely a little bit more of a bigger star.
Exactly. Also, Asake and Olamide with Amapiano. It's weird that Nigerians are getting nominated for a song called Amapiano.
Amapiano.
You see, and that's why I say that someone should have been there in the committee to say, ah, guys, hold on.
Hold on.
Maybe, just maybe, if we are going to say Amapiano, maybe we should give it to a South African first things first.
Because then maybe, where did it originate
exactly
from?
Exactly.
Yes.
Because now the world is looking at this and thinking, oh, Nigeria, Amapiano. Well, it's not true.
But do you actually know that there's a big part of Nigerians that actually claim Amapiano as their own?
Dude.
Like, wait, what?
There was even a Ghana blog that said apparently Amapiano was given birth by Azonto. By the Azonto movement.
Please don't.
I'm like, Fafa, where do you guys get this stuff?
No, definitely South African. We know this.
And then, obviously, our superstar, ladies and gentlemen, please make some noise for Tyler.
Make me harder.
Make me sad. Make me harder.
Don't forget the water bottle.
And the water bottle.
Yes.
She actually calls the music Popiano.
I you know what? I see it because she performed at the New Year's Bash in Times Square, right? And when she was performing, she did a remake of Water with, what's that song? I see you.
Minike.
Yes, with that song. And as she's performing, she was doing the whole yo-yo. Which is really cool, man. I was like, okay.
You see what I mean? Which is pretty dope. You know that song went worldwide.
Yeah.
She's competing against Davido and Musa Keys' Unavailable. Now, this song, yo, that's also a strong song, bruh.
Yeah.
That's a. But you also don't know how Americans viewed from that side.
The way that I see it, partner, Water related more to the American. Actually, let me say this. It related, absolutely.
As influenced by Americans.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. He's also nominated for two other awards, by the way. Best Global Album and Best Global Music Performance. But you know, those guys are like superstars, you know.
Yeah.
Another superstar is Burna Boy.
Yeah.
But that song that I don't like, that City Boys thing. He is up for 4 Grammys this year. Best Global Music Album, competing against Davido. Best Melodic Rap Performance, Best Global Music Performance, and Best African Music Performance. And he will perform at the awards.
All right, that's fantastic. And also maybe to the City Boys, it's not necessarily that I don't like the song. I could listen to it. I think I liked when I listened to it without understanding what it actually means.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, so now, and you got the meaning now, and it has more...
City Boys.
Okay. Maybe I need to revisit the thing.
Okay.
Maybe
go out there.
Okay.
And waste their time, City Boy.
Oh, no, come on, man. Snap. That's what it means.
Yes.
Oh. Okay, now let me go listen to it with a different ear now again.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So who do you think is going to walk away with this award? The Best African Music Performance.
Davido.
Ah, Tyler.
You think Tyler?
Tyler.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tyler.
Tyler.
You say Tyler.
Yes.
I say Davido.
Yeah.
Unavailable.
Yeah. I just feel like Popiano is just popping right now. Right?
Especially now that she's been accused of being an industry plant.
Yeah. I just feel like she just had the numbers there.
Yeah.
And I just feel like Davido dominated the UK market and Africa a little bit more with Unavailable.
As opposed to global American market.
That side. Do you know what I mean? So, Tyler for me.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll
see. If Tyler wins, you're going to buy me a Russian chip roll. And if Davido wins, I'm going to buy you...
No, but how can you decide what you must buy me?
No, like, I'm waiting for you to finish the sentence. It's taking long. I am mad. Wait.
Me, I want roses.
Okay.
I want roses.
Okay.
Yeah. We said most 2024 is the year that us gents are getting roses.
Yeah.
And we're getting our flowers.
Okay.
Yeah. Gents, you see, I'm starting the movement for us.
Yeah.
We are getting flowers this year. One way or another.
All right.
Yeah, me, I want my flowers.
Sure.
You do not want to change your bed. You're sticking to your Russian chip, bro.
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
I'm good.
All right. 7:47. Stick around. We've got, we need to talk about the roads. Still crazy out there. And we'll get into fantasy football.
It's time for the FN.
Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.